Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans and Company. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Newell. Great to be with you.
Walt, a big conference in town starting January 12th through the 16th, the American Meteorological Society, which is the largest gathering of weather, water, and climate professionals, all headed to the city of New Orleans.
Yep, awesome to have them. And, you know, that's what we kind of talk about a lot, which is you never quite know who's coming to town. And we're obviously often excited to welcome these special groups to our city to do and the important work that they do. Obviously, extremely welcome given the latest circumstances, and excited to have them with us and talking about things that matter for our communities, whether the impacts that hit us from time to time have been challenges, of course. And so we're honored that they picked New Orleans to have their meeting, and I'm certain it'll be a great gathering. So we're looking forward to having them.
6,000 attendees. We're not hearing anything of folks having any reservations about this.
No, you can imagine we've been having a lot of conversations with a lot of people, and the overwhelming support we continue to get is I think uplifting, and certainly uplifting to the people who work in this industry and who rely on visitors to help move, you know, the needle for them and the support that they're able to provide for their families and loved ones. So, no, we're hearing a lot of support, a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of messages from people who are traveling here for just leisure and are reiterating their and affirming their commitment to being with us and wanting to support standing up to and being resolute in the face of what, the, you know, the horrific events of January 1st.
And New Orleans is responding in the way that it always does, folks coming together, creating funds for those victims and their families. And it's just really heartwarming to see so many people giving so much.
Well, you know, I mention to people a lot just around the community that it's impossible to participate in any nonprofit fundraising event in our city where there aren't major contributions coming from restaurants and in particular, because, you know, food's such an important part of any event. And so our restaurants get asked a lot, they step up a lot, and they support a lot of events. And now at a time where they've been particularly negatively impacted as businesses, and, you know, and the individuals that work in those establishments have been impacted, to see them coming together such a big way to say that we care so deeply about the victims, their families, our hearts go out to them, that we're going to now do some fundraising events to help add to the funds that support the victims and their families, and that support's coming from the very businesses who have been most impacted by it. It's as you said, it's heartwarming. It's a reaffirmation of just the way that people in our community deal with grief and sadness. They come together and try to do something about it. Nobody's sitting around just waiting for somebody to help, but they're stepping up and doing it themselves.
I happened to watch the Memorial Mass the other evening, and I made comments yesterday about I thought it was important that the president come down. I'm glad that he did. I think it brought, you know, a certain shined a light on us in a way that I think it really needed to happen and help this healing process and moving forward. Your thoughts?
Definitely. No, totally agree. I mean, there's a solemnity to it and a elevation of this attack in the minds of people everywhere across the world, across the country, that it was the type of event that was an attack on all of us Americans and on our way of life. And that, I think his presence indicates that and shows it and, is much appreciated. He's, you know, personally been through a lot of tragedy and, tends to shine at these moments where he can lend his, support for those that are grieving. And I think that's powerful and important. And to your point, a symbol of the significance of our community and how important it is. And we appreciate that very much.
Well, let's pivot to something, you know, that kind of has been bugging me. I spoke about it today on my monologue about kind of the national media and some of the demands that they're making here locally. You know, you get this inside the Beltway mindset. They're warning, you know, the chief anchor Patrick's head to roll. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What data do you have? What details do you have to suggest this? And I'm glad our community's pushing back because it needs to push back because I think she's been the right person at the right time for this city. She's still new here, still a lot to learn about her own organization. I don't even know that they are aware of any of that. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think the data, the evidence kind of speaks for itself. I don't think that there's anyone locally who doesn't believe that the police chief has been effective and has helped our department to continue to evolve and to address violent crime. And the numbers speak for themselves on that. The data speaks for itself. There have been, in fact, national media reports celebrating that the trend that we have here in New Orleans is outpacing the rest of the country as it relates to reduction of violent crime. And that's why she was hired, frankly. And so I think that, again, I mean, we've talked a little bit about this. I mean, this event was one night. It was the morning of January the 1st of 2025. And it was horrific and horrendous and has resulted in so much heartbreak. But it was, in fact, one night. She has a track record of success here that I think speaks for itself. I couldn't be as a resident, I couldn't be more proud of the NOPD and their very direct collaboration with the Louisiana State Police and other regional law enforcement over the last several months and year or so. That's resulted in the success that's being had, not just in the 8th District but across the city. And so, you know, I think it's unfair. And I think that, unfortunately, the media, especially the national media, seeks to place blame when things like this happen. Certainly, as we continue to unfold the facts, there'll be things that we identify that need to be addressed and remedied. And they may very well come up with, pointing the fingers at people who deserve it to be pointed at them. I think pointing the finger at NOPD and the police chief right now is misguided, misdirected, and frankly, I've certainly spent a lot more time talking about how heroic the response has been and how good the leadership has been in delivering the results that they have. So, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think she's earned the right to continue to have our support locally. I'm glad to see, for the most part, that that's continued. And I hope that as we keep going forward and things get as things unfold, that we do address the challenges that are there, but we also keep in mind that it was one night and that there are hundreds of other nights that where service has been delivered at a high quality way. And that we hope that trend will continue as well.
Yeah, I'm glad they pushed back for a number of reasons. I mean, we work so hard to develop a reputation. You know, you guys go off on a new marketing campaign built to host. I'm a firm believer in that. I wholeheartedly believe in that. I've seen it happen. I've seen the execution. But it, in a way, it what they're doing at the national level is almost an attempt to diminish us, and I don't like it. You know, I'm just irritated.
No, I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. I think it's wrong to, and that also speaks to what you were referencing about why president's presence here mattered. I mean, this is a national event. This is not a New Orleans specific thing. I mean, this person drove across state lines. And came here to cause destruction, harm, and murder. And this is a national event. It's a national challenge that we've got with radicalization and other things. And so the idea that you would want to make this about purely about local operations or local individuals, I think it's just wrong. And it's not appropriate. And so I, you know, I just reaffirm, I think the police chief has been really strong for us. And the leadership that she's provided has been stabilizing, and has created positive results and safety for the people who live in our community. And, certainly that translates to the people who visit as well. But first and foremost, it's about having a community that's safe to live in and to raise a family in and to work in. And she and her team have helped to deliver results on that. And obviously there's more work to be done, but seeking to diminish that work is wrong and not welcome.
Yeah. And, you know, at some point in time, I think we have to collectively just tell the national media and others, shut up already. I mean, you know, it's like we're going to go about getting ourselves together, getting our business together, moving forward and turning this thing around. You know, we had the Super Bowl right here, 32 days away. You know, we're focused, laser focused on pulling that off. And I know your organization has been working for 2 years on this.
Yep. Well, we're focused on making sure that the Super Bowl is excellent, that Mardi Gras is excellent for our residents and for those who come to visit us to be a part of it. But as you referenced at the outset, we've got the meteorologists and weather professionals coming in. We've got three or four groups who have loaded in here to various hotels across the community in the last few days and will continue to come in. We've got major conferences in the next couple of weeks. And we've been talking to all those individuals about what's happening here and how we are prepared to welcome them successfully. That's part of what makes us built to host. You referenced our marketing line earlier. I mean, being excellent at hosting and producing major events and meetings and conferences is about a lot more than just being an amazing cultural destination. It's about professionals at venues across the city and meeting professionals in a variety of different roles, executing on a vision for what these events need to be for these various groups in order to be successful. And we're not just built to host during, perfect times. We're capable of pivoting, of maneuvering, and of addressing challenges that arise and continuing to show up with excellence. You know, that's what that's about. There's no event or meeting or conference that goes off without a hitch anywhere in America on any given day. And so oftentimes Sure. those things are small things and you do get good at adapting to those. Sometimes they're bigger. Regardless, I think what our customers and our clients that have worked with us repeatedly say to us is, we trust you because we know that no matter what happens, you're going to be ready for it and ready to pivot. And they mean not just us, our team, but us, our community. And that that's something we should be proud of, something that, you know, we need to continue to excel at and continue to work to be even better at. But it definitely sets us apart, especially when you're a community like ours that is relatively small and that is battling with cities that have populations that outpace our state and that have business communities and corporate residents in each of their communities where they have 30 or 40 Fortune 500 companies and we have one. This is what makes us scrappy. It's what makes us able to pivot and compete. And it should be a source of pride for us. And I'm proud of our community for it every day.
No, absolutely. You know, what's a little troubling to me, too, is there's really not a lot of conversation about how much preparation this individual did, right?
Right.
So it wasn't like a singular random act on a whim at some point in time defeating certain, measures. A multitude of days of preparation, videoing, probably reviewing. We probably don't know one-tenth of what he did in preparation for this.
Right, still being uncovered, and I think there's a lot more to learn here. It's hard to wrap your head around the fact that today is January 8th and that it's been a week. It certainly feels like it's been a lot longer. And it has just been a few days. It is still very, very fresh, and that means a lot. that has an impact on all these conversations and everything that's happening. And that's why I'm hopeful that as media attention does kind of slow down a little bit, that it does provide the space that our community needs to be thoughtful in future preparations, to be thoughtful about what changes can be made and should be made to increase safety for those who live here and for those who visit, and that we thoughtfully apply those lessons learned to these events. But that, you know that, and knowing that each day we're being tested, because we are continuing to welcome people to our community. We are continuing to host special events and major events and meetings. And so the work continues daily, but also methodically as we go forward to try to improve conditions here. And I continue to feel a lot of confidence with the level of support from our governor and the state, from city leadership, from NOPD, from federal resources that have been contributed. And all that collaboration makes us safer and stronger today than we were before.
Any reaction from convention folks about our level one designation?
Not a whole lot of specifics on that. You know, I mean, I think one thing for me that it does do is it allows us to highlight that the federal resources that are here are in fact here to stay, at least for some time. But I think that what most groups are asking right now is, what's the time frame on implementation of these changes? What is exactly going on the ground in New Orleans right now as it relates to additional presence of law enforcement? Thus far, all those conversations that I've had with groups that are coming in the next few weeks have been really productive and helpful. They have felt satisfied with what they're hearing on the ground, but also from us and our team. And they continue to report that they have good registration and pickup. So it doesn't appear that people are choosing not to come for those events. They're, in fact, continuing to see good registration numbers and pickup. So those are all good signs. And I think they confirm the messages we're receiving about people saying this could have happened anywhere. We understand how special New Orleans is. We want to be a part of supporting it, not detracting from it. And so all that checks right now. And I think I expect it to continue. I mean, certainly continue to have, robust visitorship projected into the near future, both in the leisure side and also on the convention and meeting side. So we're not seeing people backing away from us. I think I'm not sure that we've seen data yet that shows people are increasing their visitation, but I'm hopeful that people will rally around us and in fact choose to come see us as a sign of support and defiance as we go on.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, we are going to continue to visit with Walt Lachey, President and CEO of New Orleans and Company, and we'll be joined by Ralph Brennan, owner of world-renowned Brennan's Restaurant on Royal Street in the Quarter, and we'll get his perspective of protecting the French Quarter while preserving the enchantment and joy of the Vieux Carré experience, one that I absolutely love and love to participate in as well. So stay with us. Got some great stuff coming your way. This is Newell on WWL.